Special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, back with more. Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, happy to have you. We are live once again after the long Thanksgiving break. It is nice. It is nice. You can really kind of get used to those three-day work weeks. And what are we now? We're just, you know, what, 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks? No, 4 weeks, I guess. When's Christmas? 4 weeks from today. Is it today?
Yeah, four weeks from today.
Yeah. So not that much time left in the year to do whatever planning that you
want. You done with your shopping?
Yeah, last year's.
Actually, I'm pretty close to being done with everything that I wanted to do.
I mean, I might be close to being done because my wife does most of it. So technically, I suppose I am. Although I had two really, really good gift ideas. My daughter comes home last night.
With one of them?
With two of them.
Oh, both with both of them?
Because she must have heard me talking about
and
it.
And she got. Like, she said, I think I'll buy this.
But it was real nice. She did a good job. Anyway, whatever. I've got 4 weeks left.
Do you guys, speaking of finances, do you work off a set budget? I mean,
For Christmas?
Do you...
I tried. It's just, you know what, let it happen and I will deal with it. I will.
the fallout later?
It's too hard to control. I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't because I lose track. I don't know what I've spent. I come back to the bill. I said, what did I do? Where did all this come from?
Yeah.
And I can't because, you know, my wife wants to buy what she wants to buy. And I have no idea. No. So the answer is no.
Okay. Yeah, we've gone now that the family's expanded with marriages and everything.
Yes, the spouses.
We've gone to picking names and only having one
person.
Yeah,
we've done that, yeah.
And we put a limit on the individual that we're purchasing
for. Yes, of course, yes.
But we didn't put a limit on the stocking, and so my wife ends up stuffing the stocking with all the things that aren't part of the real gift. They're just part of the stocking. It's like, oh, golly.
Well, I'll tell you what, to do it that way, to do it we do this with my wife's extended family. This is too big, way too big. That is much more efficient and much easier, I think. I really prefer that because you can get something nice for
one person instead of spreading the budget across 25 people.
Yeah, you just can't do that. So
it brings it back to, you know, being mostly about family and, you know, what it's supposed to be about.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's really about getting presents.
See, I've never looked at it that way because I never got presents. And the problem being, you know, a single for a long time we were a single income family. So any presents
you paid for,
I was buying anyway.
Yeah, I know, I was kind of that way too for a little while, or at least I made the most the bulk of the money, and so I actually felt better about when I get a gift that I really couldn't use or didn't want. When I returned it, I just felt really good.
You know, people, and when you have, it's like, well, what do you want? Well, anything that I want that I can afford, I've already got.
Yeah, that's
it's difficult.
True.
I'm one of the worst to be on the receiving side of gifts. I feel bad for whoever picks my name in the gift exchange.
Because you've already got what you want. Well, not necessarily.
That we can reasonably afford.
Well, that's it. And the problem is, whatever is given to you, you got to pay for.
Well, not anymore. Now everybody's working, so.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, there are 4 weeks left till the actual Christmas holiday. And if you're looking ahead to that, we will be taking, it's Christmas is a Monday this year.
Yes.
And so we will be taking that whole week off from the radio show and TV show, and then the
following,
of course,
Monday
for New Year's Day. I guess everybody comes back on the 2nd of January?
The 2nd?
Well, that's
the 3rd.
A Tuesday.
Oh, I was thinking at least the 3rd.
Really? Give yourself an extra day?
Well, yeah, you got to recover from January 1st.
You're supposed to recover from December 31st, according to all logic. But okay.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. That's the question that always comes up. Are you being lazy by taking January 2nd off if it's a, you know, if it's a work
day? Well, is that a bad thing? Being lazy on January 2nd?
Well, here's the question. By the way, 877 Planner. We're just having some fun here, folks. This is the end of the year fun.
Well, the first part of it, when we were talking about Christmas giving, that had to do with finances.
Well, it does. Now, let's say this talks about this has more to do with laziness. If January 1st is a Thursday, it's not this year, but it will be one time. If it's a Thursday,
oh, you
take January 2nd off.
Yes. If you take Thursday off for Thanksgiving, and
well, that's kind of how
then
I
Friday
see
Friday off for Thanksgiving. If the first falls on a Thursday,
yes.
Yeah, you take Friday off.
I would think so. That would be mine. But I don't know. I can't remember what I did last time. But it's on a Monday. You know, come on, man.
You got a case of the Mondays.
877 Planner, our number. PLANNER. You haven't even seen that movie.
You're right. But I know the
lines. But you know the lines. All right. 877-752-6637. We're just talking about stuff. I don't know why I'm getting into the Christmas stuff, because we got so many things to talk about, not just today.
Well, because
but the
it's
rest
creeping
of this
up
week.
On us.
It is. It's just it's the whole idea of what year are we in? Is it 2017 already?
Already over. I mean,
that's what I mean. It's coming to an end, and 2018 is just around the corner. Some stuff that you need to prepare for coming up. I believe it's on Wednesday. We will give you some year-end tax tips, or year-end tips, things that set you up. If not to help yourself for 2017's taxes, but to set you up maybe, for 2018. So there's plenty you can do.
And maybe by then we'll know if it's better for those people in a high property tax state to pay their second installment before the end of this year, where you can
while
deduct the whole
deductible
thing, versus paying it again next year, where you may not be able to deduct the whole thing.
Ah, don't get me started on that. Stuck it to us, didn't they? Anyway, all right, 877 Planner, I told you that. Email's at our website, wealthed.com. And if you want to get in touch with Professor Plum off the air, as many people do, you can even do so between now and the Christmas holidays. 800-644-1150, the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. They're there to help you out, just like we are on this program. We get a little frivolous toward the end of the year, but you know what? Everybody does. The point is you got to stay on track, not just for the rest of 2017, but for 2018 and beyond. That's where it lies. That's where the strategy lies. 800-644-1150. Talk to them about a bucket strategy. In fact, we are going to get into this here. I don't know how to do it now. We were talking about these distribution methods and the idea that you can take 4% out of your portfolio.
Well, that's what they say.
Well, that's what they say. And here's the thing. When this 4% rule was put... It's not a rule, it's a guideline. When it was first suggested way back in the early 1990s, things were different. You can get higher guaranteed rates of return on CDs and all that other stuff.
Well, when Mr. Benjamin did the analysis back in the mid to late 90s, he was revising the previous rule of 6 to 6.5% down to 4.5% because of the downturn in the interest rates and that had happened and the volatility that they were experiencing at the time, and saying, well, instead of 6.5, which is now deemed to be, this is 20 years ago, deemed to be unreasonable, we're going to deal with 4.5%. We're going to make that the new rule. Well, how do you put new rules in place? A rule is a rule, right? And now, with the analysis that are being done, American College and some other, some very smart academics are saying it probably should be closer to 2.5%.
In other words, in order to have the best insurance that your portfolio will last at least, I guess, 30 years, is what they said.
That was the goal, the 30-year mark.
30-year mark, how much can you safely take out of your portfolio? They've lowered it down to, in some cases, 2%. 1.9 is what I saw.
One of them was 1.9, based on the current expectations of the market going forward. Now, I wonder, the 1.9 was done a couple of years ago. I wonder if they anticipated the market that we've had in the last 2 years. But with the current interest rate environment, and not being able to get the gains and the returns that we were getting for many years.
Yeah.
And the anticipation of the markets not performing at the average 10% level that they've performed historically over the last 40, 50 years. They're saying, if you want to ensure, guarantee, and enjoy the fact that you're not going to run out of money over 30 years, to have a better than 90%+ probability, not even 100% probability, but a better than 90%, again, based on historical issues, which may or may not come true in the future, you've got to limit yourself to somewhere between 2-3%. Even the 4% rule doesn't work anymore.
Okay, so.
But is that the problem?
Okay,
Distribution rate only issue that determines the viability of a portfolio lasting for 30 years? Now, one other thing, they did increase the distribution with the CPI each and every year.
Yeah, giving you a little bit of a raise.
Whether you needed the raise or not, whether you needed more or not, they just arbitrarily increased it with the CPI each year.
Yeah, which means you probably started a lower distribution number and all that. Okay, but here's the real point that you're bringing up, Professor Plum, that you just stated. And I will say in other words, is the problem the percentage, let's say 4%, is 4% guideline, is that the problem? Or is it the strategy behind the 4%? We're of the opinion that the 4% can work just fine, but not if you're taking this money out of a volatile portfolio.
It's the volatility that is the issue.
Not the percentage.
And not the portfolio.
Yeah.
Because if you're using a volatile portfolio for your distributions, that's your fault, not the portfolio's fault.
Well, it was your choice to
and
do it.
It's your fault.
So it's not, they're looking at the wrong thing. They shouldn't be looking at the 4%, 3%, 2%. That's really secondary to the actual strategy you're using. And with the proper strategy, Professor Plum, 4% can work just fine. Even 5.
So far.
Given certain circumstances.
So far, it has worked okay.
All right.
Okay. Who knows what the future holds?
We're getting into more of that. 877-PLANET, the future holds for us. More emails and phone calls when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free, informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 303-3398.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Market strategy investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. Taking your calls. I'll get some of your emails coming up here in just a couple of moments. 877-752-6637. A couple of stats for you, Professor Plum. You like stats? Sure. By the numbers? We were talking about this. I'll talk this maybe with Mark Scalzo about this too. Sometime. I don't know if it's today or sometime soon. But talking about the S&P, we're up. Dow is like at the 23.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Recently, S&P was up and all that.
Well, over 2,600.
Yeah, S&P 500, according to BTN Research, is up 1.2% total return just for this month. With just
this
like
month
today,
being November.
Yeah, this month. Wow. It's still November, isn't it?
Well, I bet. Well, I guess it's the 27th. I forget.
Right. So just like three or four trading days left in the month, 1.2% total return for just this month, and if the index does finish up for the month, it would be its 13th consecutive up month, the best run for the S&P since it ran off 15 straight months of gains, March 1958 through May 1959. Remember that?
No.
I don't either. But that's what happened. 15 straight months of gains. I think we may have hit a recession shortly after that too. I do believe. I'd have to check. Anyway, that's the S&P 500. Here's something else for you. These are again from the folks at BTN Research. In the 70 years, all right, so from 1947 to 2016, the S&P 500 had declines of between 10 and 20%.
Okay.
Which is a correction. They had declines of between 10 and 20% once every 2.6 years on average. There were 27 of them during those 70 years.
And when was the last one?
Well, I'll tell you in a second. Well, I'll tell you now. The last 10% correction was a 13.3% drop back in 2016. Actually, it was late 2015 to early. It ended on February 11th of 2016. It was a 13% drop. Took 3 months. All right. So
almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, remember, we thought everything was over at that point.
Yeah. The world had come to an end. The market had come to an end. The rosy period of time had come to an end.
That was it,
folks.
It was
time to go to cash. Everybody, you know, golly geez, it looked like. And 15 wasn't a fun year either. It was pretty volatile. We had bad times, good times. And by the time
flat.
The early 2016 came around.
We said that was it.
Well, we didn't, but others did.
Well, a correction, of course, is defined as a stock market decline between at least 10, but less than 20. Now, let's go back. What about a correction of 20%, which is what a bear market is?
We haven't had one of those for a while.
No, we haven't. Now, in the 70 years from 1947 to 2016, the S&P 500 had 11 declines of that. In other words, 11 bear markets.
Of at least a 20% decline from the previous high.
Once every 6.4 years.
Okay.
All right? Now, the last 20% decline, I think you know when this happened.
Ended maybe March 9th?
March 9th, 2009 was when it ended.
We've been fairly close
17
a couple
months.
Times, but we haven't been all the way down.
It was more than 20%. It was a 56.8% drop in the S&P 500.
That was a biggie.
That was a very, very big one.
So we're at 8.5 years now.
We're at 8.5 years.
When the average is every 6 years.
Right. So does this make people nervous?
It's been making people nervous for 4 years. They've been talking about the impending doom and the impending crash for quite a while.
Now, may I ask you a question here? Why would you be nervous over a stock market? I mean, other than maybe the, you know, if you have a 56% decline in value, that's going to have reverberations throughout the economy. And I understand that. And that's not a good thing. However, why would you be nervous about an impending 10% decline, 20% decline?
If you are a stock trader, that can be a problem.
Oh, somebody who's going in and out, jumping in and out of the market. Somebody who's gambling.
Or if you need to rely on that principal for your income or cash distribution needs between now and when it, however long it takes to recover, that's a problem.
You mean if you have a portfolio that requires you to take an income, in other words, sell stocks in order to live for the next month.
Or whatever securities it takes. I mean, you know, they talk about a balanced portfolio, just living off the interest. Well, what if the interest isn't enough? And in a balanced portfolio, generally the interest that's being generated by the 40 or 50% in bonds is not enough to live off of. So you are selling some securities at the same time to be able to create your cash distribution.
Yeah.
And if you're doing that during a period of time where the market is going down, it doesn't even require a 2008 to 2009 downturn to really screw up your financial life.
10%.
If you're selling something when it's down, you're in trouble.
That you are. So here's my question then. What if I have my income needs all set for the next, I don't know, let's call it 7-8 years. I have them set how? Well, set meaning that I'm going to be taking them from accounts that have sort of been set
aside.
Inoculated in many ways. That even if the market took went a 90% dive,
well, that's a
that's
big
a
dive.
Lot. All right, let's. But
a 56% dive.
50. If it did it, if we had 2008, 2009 all over again.
Well, imagine
that no
if
matter
you
what.
That, if you started 2007 with 8 or 9 years of safer type money that was not exposed to that downturn, but you could live through it, have your income, have your distribution. And we got to make a distinction between income and distribution. The distribution may be coming from principal in this area, but principal where a dollar was worth a dollar is worth a dollar.
Yeah, so I'm taking my income for the next 7 years from sources that are, let's just say, liquid and guaranteed. And by guaranteed, I mean things like CDs, like money markets, like, well,
so you
know. You
didn't have to rely on anything that was in the market until 2016. Now, that's a very good start. Now, it's a little shorter than we would have expected, or a little shorter than I would recommend as a retirement, you know, investment counselor. But it's better than having a balanced portfolio that was down 30% and you're taking distributions from it.
If I'm taking distributions, Professor Plum, from those accounts and I've got for the next 7-8 years, I'm set as far as my income goes, and it can't be hurt by the stock market, what do I care?
Well, 7-8 years
if the market goes
there
down.
Have been, it depends on how risk averse you are. There have been 7 or 8 periods. Reality is that this big downturn we saw in 2007 to 2009 recovered faster than we actually expected. We were back to equilibrium or higher within a much shorter period of time than we actually, was being forecasted, and that has happened in past times.
But,
so 7 or 8 years is a good start.
I didn't tell you that I've also got the following 7-8 years.
Covered.
In not totally guaranteed, not totally liquid assets,
but
assets that are, for the most part, certainly through year 12, independent of anything that the stock market does. What do you think now? Should I be worried that the bear market could come, that a correction could come?
When the correction happens, the biggest question isn't, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? The sky is falling, Chicken Little. It's, hey, is there a way to take advantage of this opportunity that has just been presented? The down market isn't the end of everything. It's the beginning.
There you go. All right. What I'm telling you is buckets. I just sort of said buckets without saying it. 877-PLANNER. Coming right back with more. What is it? Bucket strategy investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
A Netflix limited series.
Where are all the men at?
Dead.
In a town full of ladies, it's ripe fruit for the wicked.
There's some bloody business up north with Frank Griffin.
When he finds out who's living here,
God help you folks.
Mister, we're a lot stronger than you think we are.
starring Jack O'Connell, Michelle Dockery, and Jeff Daniels.
This here's Godless Country.
Godless. Welcome to No Man's Land. Only on Netflix.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Welcome you back again from the long Thanksgiving break. Yeah, it wasn't that long, but it sure seemed nice. It sure was nice. Nice. And so throughout the month of December, we'll be talking about a couple of different things, including some tips for the end of the year. Although, as I said earlier, it's not too late, but it's as close as it can get to being too late to plan for 2017. However, planning ahead for 2018, certainly you can do that. So we'll try to give you some tips on that coming up. I believe on Wednesday is when we're going to be talking about that. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. I was talking before the break. I was kind of stealthily, sneakily getting in the idea, Professor Plum, that the way you take money out of your portfolio when you're retired is the crucial element, not so much how much you're taking out.
And it's also not so much the one portfolio, the balanced portfolio, you know, the 60-40, 70-30, 50-50 mix. That's not the determining factor of the longevity of your portfolio either.
No.
That's the problem with the way it works, though.
It is. The whole idea that you shouldn't take more than 4%, 3%, 1.9%, which is what we said we'd heard, is the lowest that I've heard. So if you have $1 million, the only way to make that $1 million last, Professor Plum, with any certainty, with
a 96% certainty,
as close to 100% certainty for 30 years, is you can only take $19,000, call it $20,000 a year.
Plus inflation.
You get a little bit of a raise every year. For 30 years.
But
now, we don't like that.
But even the people that have come up with that number in that scenario say, but doing so does run the risk of leaving a huge legacy for heirs that you could have spent on your own. But you can't tell that going into it until it's already happened. Meaning, if you set yourself to 1.9, that protects you against the outlier, the really bad circumstances that could happen. But what if the really bad circumstances are only, moderately bad? Or what if they're not bad at all? What if you're retiring into the next long-term bull market instead of the next bear market?
You mean if the day you retire, the market starts going up?
Yeah. What if the next 10, 15 years of your retirement, where you start with 4%, are good years? Then you could probably take out more than 1.9. You could probably take out more than 4. If the future is rosy, your retirement can also be very rosy. But if the future is not so rosy, maybe we have a couple of down years out of the next 5, maybe 3 or 4 down years in the next 10, that could have a huge impact on your ability to maintain anything greater than a 1.9, 2.5, or whatever they want to call it, distribution from your portfolio without running out of money.
All right.
So your ability to predict the returns in your portfolio over the next 5 to 10 years is the most important part of your retirement.
So you better tell me, Professor Plum, with 100% certainty what the markets are going to do for the next 5 or 10 years. Then I can easily make my decision as to how much I should take out.
Exactly.
And can you do that?
Can anybody do that?
No, of course not. You can't do that. I mean, you could guess. You could be right. But that's gambling.
So we need a strategy that is bigger than being able to predict the market over the next 5 to 10 years. Now, the reality is nobody can predict the market over the next 5 to 10. Even the next 20, we cannot say with any certainty. The next 15, we cannot say with any certainty of where it will be. But we can look at it and say, normally, in a very high probability, the market will be higher than it is today if we have 15 to 20 years without withdrawing any money from that said market portfolio. So if we build a portfolio around the fact that we're not going to distribute any principal from one section of our portfolio for at least 15 plus years, we have that high probability, not a guarantee, high probability that at least that portion will do what we've seen happen in the past. Again, we cannot guarantee with certainty that the markets will be higher 15, 20 years from now than they are today. So far, historically, they always have been. The question isn't, will they be higher? It's, how long does it take for them to get higher?
Yeah. And by segmenting a certain portion of your portfolio, taking it out of the game, in other words, taking it out of the markets and letting it sit somewhere where it's not going to be affected by the markets, and using that to draw your income from while the market does whatever it does, that's what buckets is all about. Now, what if the markets shoot way up? Well, I took a section of my portfolio out of the markets. Am I missing out on some of the gains if that were the case?
Yes.
Yeah, I am. Sure.
But you're not missing out on as much as you would expect. Because if it's money that I'm spending over the next five to 10 years anyway, it hasn't been in the market that long to really get that compounding effect going on for it on those good years. And I was spending it anyway.
Now, if the market goes down, was I glad I parked that money off to the side? You better believe it. Am I glad that my income will be coming to me every month or quarter or whatever it is, regardless of whether the market goes down 5, 10, 20, 56.8%?
That was the S&P in 2000.
What, like
in,
it did in 2009. In 2008 and 2009? Yeah, I'll be glad I did. Now, there are those who would suggest, okay, look, here's the deal. You can leave your portfolio, you can expose it to all the gains and losses, but I'll tell you what we're going to do. On the years where the market is down, Professor Plum, on the years where it's down, simply take less income.
Or don't take any income until it comes back.
Or wait. Or, which is kind of in the similar, along similar lines, when the markets are down, just take, let's call it 4% of the new amount. So in other words, you will take a cut in pay, but you can't possibly run out of money.
Well, no. If I'm taking a preset percentage of my portfolio on an annual basis, and assuming that preset number is less than 100, I won't run out of money because I will always leave some money in the portfolio. So, but it does give me a very volatile, very variable income, which is sometimes hard to deal with. So you either set it up to give yourself a predetermined amount of dollars. If we're dealing with the old, and this is the fallacy that all these statistics are based on. They deal with a 60-40 or 50-50 mix of stocks, bonds, and they rebalance it annually to maintain the balance, because heaven knows we want to be a balanced investor. We don't want to get out of balance. So we maintain that balance area. And that's what all these different analyses have been done on that I've seen. They deal with a balanced portfolio, either 60-40 stock bond or 50-50 stock bond, one of the two. And they say, we're going to rebalance it every year. And so when the markets are down, we just they either take the same predetermined percentage of the original portfolio, which means it's going to be either a lesser percentage if the market goes up or a greater percentage if the market goes down, or we're going to set the percentage at a predetermined number and take that specific percentage out each year, which means my income will be greater in years where the market does really well, or very poor. It'll go down if my portfolio goes down.
So I have
variable income.
Yeah.
Or as some people say, well, just don't take any money out of it until the market comes back. Well, that would have worked really well in 2008, right? I set it up. I retire in 2007. I've got $1 million. I'm going to set it up to take $40,000 a year out for retirement. And then the markets go down in 2008. They go down really bad the next year. So I stop taking income until the markets recover all the way. Well, how long did I go without income from my portfolio? I went without income for 3 or 4 or 5 years. And then I could start taking income again. And now I can actually take out more income because the markets have done very well. That sucks. Can I say that?
You just did. Yes, it does. That's the word. Do you want to have to be able to take a cut in pay every time the market goes down?
Or take no pay?
Well, that is a cut, right?
That's a huge cut.
Do you want to have the market determine every single year whether or not you're going to have a good year for income or a bad year for income? Heck, you might as well be working. At least you know what you're getting. Why retire? So the idea, as we wrap this up, behind buckets, which is what we talk about, the strategy, is
don't,
to...
Don't leave your distribution at the whim of the market.
No. Take your distributions from assets that are independent of what happens in the stock market. Bucket one. Liquid, guaranteed by somebody, whether it's a bank, in some cases an insurance company, I guess. I mean, a well-rated company. Somewhere where you're going to get some guarantees, and somewhere where that income is going to come in regardless of what the markets do. Oh, the market went down for the last year and a half, 56.8%. You, sir, decided to take no income? Well, I've been taking my income, regardless, because I'm taking it from safe, liquid areas. Can I say safe?
You can say safe, because safe is defined by who's by the bank or the insurance company that's guaranteeing it.
Yeah, and I think I qualified it that way. Buckets, folks. That's why we talk about it. It's the strategy. We'll talk more. And we've got some more emails to get to. Phone calls, too. We're running out of time, but if you've got questions on any of this stuff or something else, 877-PLANNER, our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategies workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
It's Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We got a flurry of emails in over the last, like, 5-6 minutes. I don't think we'll have time to get to them today, but fear not. We will answer those questions.
One of them had to do with the topic we're talking about.
Oh, well, then maybe we should just take it right off. Is it a rip and read one?
Sure, why not?
Is it Steve or Paul?
Paul.
Paul, okay. Sorry, Steve, but we'll take these in the order they came in.
Steve's
anyway.
Is a good question, too.
Steve
Paul's
is a good question.
Has to do with
I just
the
saw
topic
that.
We were dealing with.
Okay, so let's just mention this. By the way, 877 Planner. Question from Paul in San Jose. If properly bucketized and retired, when the market corrects, what do you think about not rebalancing and doing nothing? And just let the portfolio recover over time, which is the purpose of bucketizing. Seems to me, rebalancing may be using up some of your bucket one safe money. Professor Plum, we've had a question similar to this when we talked about things like value averaging.
Correct. And the strategy of buckets is designed about right around doing as little as possible when it comes to this. And in fact, people don't like to value average or rebalance when the market's down because they're afraid to invest when the market's down. The purpose of bucketizing is to protect yourself against the inevitable down markets, which we cannot predict when they're going to occur. So by doing nothing and having enough safe money and doing it. So the only time we do look at potentially taking opportunistic buys is more using bucket number two money that didn't go down than bucket number one money. Because bucket number one money, assuming it didn't crash the day you retired, you're usually into it 1 or 2 or 3 years, which only means you don't have that many years left. So it's all individual. It's all based on who you are, whether you have the temperament to buy into a declining market. A lot of people don't. And whether or not you have the time horizons available and the types of assets that lend themselves to being able to use a rebalancing act. But you don't have to. You know, one of the things that we're doing when we're bucketizing is trying to protect against those inevitable downturns. That's by creating enough time horizon to do nothing, specifically to not sell anything when the market's down. You don't have to buy in when the market's down. That's maybe an opportunistic step, but it's also one you don't have to take. And to be honest, a lot of people don't want to. You know, a lot of people say they like to invest and be opportunistic, but when it comes time to it, when is the best time to invest?
You mean buying low and selling high?
When is the best time? 2009 was a great time to be buying, but it was very difficult emotionally to put our money into the markets at that period of time, even if we knew we had things covered. And a lot of people, especially people that have bucketized, they don't want to have to worry about it, and they don't want to have to worry about playing the game. The game they've played is trying to create a safe and secure income for at least a period of time.
So you're saying
that's what matters most to them. So, hey, if you don't want to buy into a declining market, there's no reason to do it.
So what you're saying is, because we do talk about value averaging, buying in when it's low and readjusting, and you know, in essence, it's kind of rebalancing. What you're saying is you don't have to do any of that, which is really true. I mean, you don't, right?
You don't have to. I mean, when we talk about buying into a down market, that's not, if you're properly bucketized, as Paul was talking about, you don't have to do that. We're just looking for ways to potentially help the overall return and to take some sting out of the down market. Because your bucket number three, your long-term growth bucket, is going to show some negative numbers. It, just like the markets as a whole, they're going to show negative numbers, you're going to show some negative numbers. Now, with hopeful management, you're being able to lessen that negative impact. But it's going to be, you know, in a year like 2008 to 2009, almost every asset class in the world went down.
It was connected to the market.
Bond market, stock market, I mean, pretty much, you know, most everything was not looking good. Even real estate that was traded on the markets was down. So it's a matter of, if you don't want to buy in, you don't have to.
So what's
nothing wrong. Set it up properly, and you don't have to deal with it.
What you're saying in response to Paul's question here, and it's a great question, Paul, because he's asking about, well, where do you take the money from? You're going to take a, you were saying bucket two money is probably more appropriate to buy in when the markets are low, rebalance, or however you want to call it, value average. Now, when you're going the other way, when the markets are high,
and that's when I think it's more important.
And you trim some off, off of bucket number three.
Like right now is a good time to be, you know, value averaging, rebalancing, whatever you want to call it, across the buckets to safen up, take some of the profits. Because the whole idea of time segmentation is to buy time for the inevitable downturn. We haven't had a downturn for a little while. In fact, the last 2 years, almost 2 years, have been up quite substantially. So now is the time to actually refill some bucket number one, scrape some off the top, and start rebalancing. You don't necessarily want to wait the full 7-15 year time horizon to replenish what you've withdrawn from bucket number one. Now's the time to take advantage of the opportunity. What is the opportunity right now? The opportunity is not a buying opportunity, it's a selling opportunity. Selling at a profit, a bigger profit than you ever thought was going to happen in that portfolio over the last couple of years. You know, most people anticipate a return of between 8-10% in their all equity growth portfolios. Well, most portfolios are up significantly more than that. Now is the time to be rebalancing the other way, taking that opportunity to sell. When the markets crash, there may be an opportunity to buy. That one is nowhere near as important to take advantage of as the opportunity to sell at a profit.
Now, we're talking, Professor Plum, about retirees. If you're 25, 30, 35, 40, and you're still in the accumulation phase,
you just want to buy as much
keep
as you can.
Keep dollar cost averaging the way you're doing in, say, your 401k. I think we need to make that distinction.
Right.
Because somebody who says, well, gosh, you know, I am way up. What, you tell me I should safen this up?
No, we're talking about somebody who has bucket number one, who has bucket number two, who has bucket number three. And they're depleting bucket number one and looking for an opportunistic time to replenish bucket number one. That's one thing we're talking about. Paul was talking about if the markets crash, where do we get
the opportunity
is a buying opportunity, but do we need to do it? And no, you don't need to do that one.
No, you don't have to. It is, as you said, a little more important perhaps to take your profits. But here's
but the 25-year-old doesn't have bucket one or two. No. They only have bucket three. So you are buying.
Buckets one and two are basically your job.
You are bucket number one and two. You have an emergency fund, which is your
fail safe. Exactly. But beyond that, it's kind of an important question. And I'm glad that Paul had mentioned that, because while we've talked about it, it's something that needed to be readdressed. So it looks like, we're out of time. Okay. Thank you. We didn't get to our trivia. Well, what's coming up tomorrow will be stuff. In the meantime, if you need Professor Plum off the air and talk about all this stuff, strategy is what we call it, 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Give them a call. Out of time for Professor Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. The information presented in this material was gathered from sources believed to be reliable. However, its accuracy cannot be guaranteed. No client or prospective client should assume that the information contained herein or any component thereof serves as the receipt of or a substitute for personalized advice from Lucia Capital Group, its investment advisor representatives, affiliates, or any other investment professional. Rick Plum is a registered representative of and offers securities through Lucia Securities, LLC.
a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Lucia Securities, LLC. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training. John Dean is an associated person of Lucia Securities, LLC.